From the Clark Ford Studio in Oxford, Mississippi, MBW Digital proudly presents the Oxford Exxon Podcast.
I'd say thanks for tuning in, but why am I going to give you a round of applause for something you're supposed to do, to be frank?
And now, here are your hosts, Chase Palm.
And broadcast school has really paid off.
And Neil McCready.
I deserve to be on TV.
Welcome to this Tuesday edition of the Oxford Exxon Podcast. Chase Palm, Neil McCready coming to you from the Clark Ford Studio, one day away from Ole Miss opening preseason camp. First game, September 2nd, against South Alabama. Camp opening tomorrow. Again, tomorrow afternoon is media day for us. Matt Luke press conference at 3 o'clock, and then we'll have some coverage to you following that with players and coaches from the Manning Center and the Ole Miss campus. So that's kind of on deck from a Rebel Grove standpoint. Russell has more stuff up from a recruiting standpoint, as he always does. So check those things out at rebelgrove.com as we are getting going this morning. Sonny Gray to the Yankees after we got off the podcast yesterday. A little baseball movement.
So. Sonny Gray went to the Yankees. And then I was getting my hopes up at about 2:58.
For Darvish?
That nothing had happened.
Oh. And then?
I found out that something had happened. Yu Darvish to the Dodgers. The Dodgers add Tony Watson, Tony Cingrani, and Yu Darvish.
They were buying yesterday.
They clearly are going for it. Give Texas credit. They waited till the last minute and extracted a pretty good price.
Well, might be discuss that a little today. We'll discuss the NCAA's continuing freedom fighting as well on the podcast today. The UFC kicker that we've discussed in the past, he is ineligible after not accepting a compromise between himself and the NCAA.
So it's very important to note that UCF deemed him ineligible, not the NCAA.
Per Stacey Osborne, the PR specialist for the NCAA, I bet that's a fun job. I bet you go to work every day and love your colleagues. Can you imagine water cooler talk with all those altruistic bastards that they deal with on a day-to-day basis?
Oh, those are people that you go to work and you leave work every day saying, I am doing God's work.
I mean, that would be the dude who leaves that job and really enjoys going to work for, like, the accounting firm or the H&R Block group of the bunch that, you know, let's get some parties going in here compared to the NCAA. So, yeah, Donald De La Haye, he is ineligible. So, that and more today.
I did just respond to Ms. Osborne on Twitter.
Did you? What'd
Twitter.
You say?
I just quote tweeted her. I said, tone deaf.
No, it's tone deaf on purpose, though.
Oh, yes.
It's purposefully tone deaf. It's not just tone deaf.
You know what? I'm gonna agree and disagree.
Okay.
I actually do believe that these are ideologues.
Well, no, that's true.
And so they are purposefully tone deaf, but I also don't believe that if Miss Osborne sat in here and spoke to you and me, someone who is for total reform, and you, probably someone who's somewhere in the middle, I don't think she would understand me at all, and she would be remarkably frustrated with you. She would be surprised that she could not, with a quick lecture,
using the words amateurism over and over and over again,
bring you completely to her side. I mean, I am, for the record, for completely blowing it up. I am for revolution.
Yeah, you want Chernobyl and start over.
I think that the current model is outdated to the point of not being able to be used.
Okay.
It is the equivalent of having a computer that is dial-up only. It kind of works, but it's not functional. It's not efficient. It doesn't make sense. And given how relatively inexpensive a new computer is, you're just being a stubborn old bastard using it.
We'll get into that a couple different things in a second. I do want to go over with that podcast brought to you every single day by the Oxford Exxon, Highway 6 West in Oxford. Lunch specials $4.99. You can check out the ribs, wet or dry. Pick them up. Call ahead. They'll be ready and wrapped up and waiting on you as well. Next door to the Oxford Crystal, we've got the hand-spun milkshakes, chocolate, vanilla, strawberry, or Oreo. Also got the Kool-Aid slushes. Those are made with Sprite. They are green apple and grape. And now you get the chicken biscuit, or sorry, the chick with the 5 for 5 mix and match. So check those things out at the Oxford Crystal. And we're coming to you from the Clark Ford studio.
We are Clark Ford in Amory. Amory, Mississippi, 662-257-1900, clarkfordinc.com, clarkfordinc.com. You call that number. You ask for our friend Corey Clark. You tell Corey, hey, here's what I'm looking for. Tell him the new Ford you're looking for. Corey's going to send you a quote within 15 minutes in business hours. It's right to the bottom line. It's just great deals all the time. Clark Ford, no haggling. And then it's up to you. You get your quote, and you can either shop it around and see if you can get a better deal. Good luck. Or you can let Corey and the people at Clark Ford do for you what they've done for so many podcast listeners, and that's take the hassle out of the everyday car buying experience. And at the end of your deal, say, hey, Corey, I heard about the dealership on the podcast. You can mention this podcast. You can mention the Beer Garden podcast. Either way, $500 off the bottom line at Clark Ford in Amory. Again, that number is 662-257-1900.
So, I'm going to start here with De La Haye. I got a few things. Let's talk a little Ole Miss a little bit, too. I've kind of got that written down as well.
Yeah, and here's I want us to, because I get a lot of questions about access. Are we upset about lack of practice access? All that kind of stuff. Let's talk about that today, because I think you and I are very rational when it comes to that topic. And, okay. And we'll explain kind of our thoughts on it.
Okay, yeah, I'll get to that as we head into the football portion of the show.
But okay.
It's the national news, and with Ole Miss so embroiled in the NCAA, I think that a lot of people are interested in this NCAA process. So,
yeah,
De La Haye had been making videos and putting them on YouTube. He's a kicker or backup punter or something for UCF. I mean,
backup punter.
Is it backup punter? Is that what it is?
Yes.
Okay, I think he's kicked off in the past, maybe.
I think he's kicked a little.
All right, anyway. I mean, it's an American Athletic Conference backup special teamer. So let's put that in context of any popularity, celebrity, or fame that would be given to a college football player. Okay,
this is not Jalen Hurts.
No. It's not Laquon Treadwell.
It's not Shea Patterson.
No.
This isn't Jared Stidham. This isn't Darius Geis. I mean, I'm coming up with examples of dudes that, like,
could really capitalize on their
and thank God they don't. Yeah. Thank God.
Would ruin the entire entry process.
Can you imagine?
So, okay. NCAA statement on this. Well, okay, first, what they did was they told him, we'll compromise with you. You can still do your videos as long as you separate and do not monetize any video that mentions you playing or being a student athlete in any form whatsoever. So essentially, you can do your videos as long as they have no bearing on you being a college student, a football player, or really even using your name. But otherwise, have at it. Monetize those babies. Okay.
You know, they did basically say you could wear a disguise and change your identity, and then you could monetize.
That's correct. Get so many views.
I mean, that is freedom fighting.
So, okay, then now here's my favorite part, though. If someone had to read this with a straight face, okay?
Okay.
NCAA statement, quote, although Donald De La Haye has chosen not to compete any longer as a UCF student-athlete, he could have continued playing football for the university and earned money for non-athletic YouTube videos based on a waiver the NCAA granted July 14th. De La Haye decided he did not want to separate his athletically related videos from non-athletic ones he can monetize, which was outlined in the waiver for him to maintain eligibility. Contrary to misperceptions, making YouTube video, even making money off of it, is not a violation of an NCAA rule.
Of course not.
Further, years ago, the membership gave NCAA staff the ability to review situations like these on a case-by-case basis, consistent with previous actions.
Yeah.
After the national office received the waiver request from UCF July 12th, that process was used to confirm that De La Haye could monetize his video activity as long as it was not based on his athletics, reputation, prestige, or ability. So even worse, not only do you have stupid rules and stupid outcomes, but you get to review them on a case-by-case basis and have stupid rules, outcomes, and circumstances. This is great.
If Miss Osborne were sitting here right now, she would not be happy with your sarcasm.
They tried to compromise.
They offered a solution.
I was fairly shocked they compromised at all, though.
No, I'm not. No, they. This is a kinder, gentler NCAA.
It's a different NCAA.
Yes.
They tried. No proof of that, but that's what they tell you.
They tried to offer him a safe space.
They did.
He chose not to take it.
All seriousness. And we're having to speculate. We have no idea. I can't ask Miss Osborne because she's not in the room.
Probably not coming on after my tweet, so.
Our odds aren't good.
Odds weren't good before.
Do we have a new one? You know, it used to be NCAA Emily that answered all the questions. Do we have NCAA Stacy now?
I think NCAA Emily still exists.
I think Emily was in Rebel Rags.
She might have been the one working in Rebel Rags. Maybe it was a whole undercover
NCAA
sting.
NCAA Emily.
That'll show you.
Okay. All seriousness.
Yeah. I haven't stopped being serious yet.
And I want a good, I want a perfect example here because of the old NCAA process crap.
Good.
All right. Let's do this. Would the same outcome on a case-by-case basis been the decision if it was 2015 and it was Josh Dobbs? SEC quarterback, model American, aerospace engineer major.
Had he had a YouTube channel?
Yeah, same. Everything else is the same.
Yes.
He's Josh Dobbs.
Yes.
Same thing?
Okay. Yes.
Not saying you're wrong. Just curious.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. Can't monetize it. Can't have a job to support yourself either, but.
Why are more people not on my side on this? Because they're afraid of what would happen? Because I get, like, I watched Andy Staples last night on Twitter.
Till about 3 a.m.
Andy, who is with me, we are in the same.
If anything, he might be a little farther.
Yeah, he might be the captain of my boat.
Yeah.
But I hold an office. On that boat.
You're a first mate. You're Gilligan.
Why are more people not with us?
Well,
and here's what I'm for the record.
Yeah.
I don't really care whether you break away from the NCAA or not. I don't see why you don't, frankly. But I'm for players being able to cash in on their value. I am for players being able to help me, Chase. What's the word I'm looking for? Sponsor, advertise, be
endorse
a spokesperson,
yeah.
Endorse. I am for players being able to cash in.
Well,
if a car dealership in Tuscaloosa wants to put up a billboard that says Jalen Hurts drives one of our cars, you should too, with the big picture of Jalen holding out his hands in front of a brand new Mercedes and saying,
sitting behind the wheel and smiling and got his arm up.
The struggle is over.
Yeah.
I mean,
well, it's like Staples said, and it's the funniest part of this. They go, oh, no, because you'd be changing the outcome. It's like, oh, yeah, so Alabama, Ohio State, Clemson, Ole Miss, some, those programs would be winning all the time. I'm blown away. Changed it would you would find your exact same pecking order. There
of
was nothing that would change from a competitive nature standpoint. And everybody goes, well, but it's about the 6-6 team trying to. It's like, so you want to model the sport after the team that is manipulating wins to get to 500? That's what you want to model the sport.
See,
after?
You're more with me than you think you are.
No, I mean, yeah, whatever. I'm not.
I mean, so people say, well, what about Title IX? Well, if someone wants to sponsor a volleyball player. Or have a volleyball player endorse their business, go for it. I'm cool with that. I'm all for that. The softball girl, the pitcher that was
Caitlin Lee.
Thank you. I just forget names.
Yeah.
Caitlin Lee.
Mm-hmm.
Let's keep this real. She's got great personality on the field.
Does.
Appears to be a great personality off the field. Mm-hmm. She's a very attractive girl. She's fun.
Good at what she does.
Good at what she does. She was successful. I'm sure Caitlin is in. I'm sure she's going to have a very successful life. I'm sure she's going to do really well in whatever field she goes into. The odds of Caitlin Lee being a well-paid professional athlete. And don't get me wrong, Caitlin, I'm for you. Okay. But it's not good. She's not going to play in the major leagues, right? There's not a professional softball league that's going to pay her a bunch of money. Do you agree?
Yeah, of course.
So this is the last opportunity she has to cash in on her athletic ability. Why can't she? Forget the NCAA thing, but if Cannon Motors...
Wait, if you do it for everybody, if you do it for every sport and every athlete to an extent...
I am
there's got to be a Title IX workaround here, because Title... I looked it up because I was curious. The exact definition of Title IX, okay?
Yeah, sure.
Because I think we screwed this up some, too, because nobody really even looks at how this is phrased. I think people sometimes use too broad of a spectrum for Title IX. It doesn't pertain to everything. Some of it is just NCAA bureaucracy pertaining to a lot of this. But so... The definition of Title IX is no person in the United States shall, on the basis of sex, be excluded from participation in, be denied the benefits of, or be subjected to discrimination under any education program activity regarding federal financial assistance. That's the definition of Title IX.
Yeah. No, there's a total, there's not even a workaround. It's available for everyone. And here's the other thing. If a car dealer, let's say the car dealership.
Last thing on this real quick.
Okay.
How does Title IX apply to athletics? This is from the NCAA website. Three different ways. One, participation. Title IX requires that women and men be provided equitable opportunities to participate in sports. It does not require institutions to offer identical sports, but equal opportunity to play, same number of scholarships. The reason that baseball has 11.7 scholarships.
Yeah.
Or sort of. There's a lot of reasons, but that plays into it.
Yeah.
Scholarships. Title IX requires the female and male student athlete to receive athletic scholarship dollars proportional to their participation. Well, if anything, that little goes the other way, though, on this, because softball has more scholarships than baseball, but less roster members, right?
Yeah, all that is to make up for the 85 football scholarships.
And then other benefits. Title IX requires the equal treatment of female and male student athletes in the provisions of equipment and supplies, scheduling of games and practice times, travel and daily allowance per diems, access to tutoring, coaching, locker rooms, practice and competitive facilities, medical and training facilities and services, housing and dining facilities, public and publicity and promotions. That's part of maybe the issue. And then support services and recruitment. That's it. That's what it says.
Yeah.
Does that fall under promotion?
I've asked people about this.
Yeah.
It's not a Title IX violation. If you allow endorsements for everyone.
Well, yeah, you're not saying only males can have endorsements.
No, but it is what it is.
Life. Caitlin Lee would have more opportunities than the number 5 tennis player.
I bet some women's basketball players at UConn would cash in.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
I bet some women's basketball players at Tennessee, at Stanford, at places like that, would cash in.
Well, in some low levels, they would anywhere. I mean, maybe not the same. I mean, Donna Taurasi, when she was in college, is going to get a different deal than a lot of people. But
what number
no, every
Jalen
SEC
Hurts
school
wear?
Is going to have some women's players that get something.
I'm going to use Jalen Hurts to me as the prime
Why
example.
Why do you use Jalen?
Because probably not going to play in the NFL.
Okay, yeah.
Fair enough. But he's the starting quarterback at Alabama as a freshman and leads them to the championship game.
Okay.
How many people go to an Alabama game?
105,000.
Right. Put your phone down. Play along for a minute.
Yeah, yeah.
How many of the 105,000 people are going to be wearing football jerseys? Seriously.
75.
All right. 75,000?
Yeah.
How many of those are going to be wearing number 2?
Half.
Is that because they all just love the number 2?
Some will wear whatever the national championship number is now that they put out in the bookstores.
Okay.
More will wear 2 other than anything other than whatever the national championship number is.
The ones that wear 2, is that because it's a special number to them? Because they really like that bowel movement thing? Or what is it? I mean, what is it about number 2 that they love so much?
Who's number 2? Zhao? Was he number 2?
I thought he was 5.
Oh, was he 5? Okay. Sorry.
Whatever.
Yeah.
You understand my point. They're wearing because he's the quarterback.
Yeah.
Why can't he cash in? He should be. These are the 3 years. And look, Jalen, if Jalen makes it to the NFL, I'm all. You know me about stuff like this. I'm all for the kid, man. Do what you got to do. If you make the NFL and you prove me wrong, good for you. I just don't see a whole lot of 5'10" quarterbacks in the league. Why not cash in?
Well, he should be able to. There's no doubt.
Because if he blows his knee out and Tua Tagli of whatever comes in and wins the job and he's a backup, he's not going to be that popular anymore.
Tagovailoa.
Yeah. Get your money. Why can't he cash in? The university is making gazillions off of him.
Because it would completely undermine the amateur process and the NCAA.
He'd still be playing amateur football.
Yeah.
And he'd have to pay taxes on it. Life lessons. Here's the other thing. If he's advertising for the Mercedes dealership and he goes out and gets a DUI.
Looks bad on Mercedes.
They're probably going to drop him.
Yeah, just like any other endorsement.
Life lessons. It's not fair, Neil, the guy at Middle Tennessee. Well, you know what? If you were a better high school football player, you'd be at Alabama. That's life. You know, I mean, not everybody goes to work for Apple. Someone's got to work at other places. Someone's got to work at Kmart. It just is what it is. And sometimes different people have to work their way up in different ways. I don't work for the New York Times. I had to figure out a way to make money in journalism.
Yeah. Woj gets a better deal than you.
Yeah. Well, that's not fair. We both work for used to work for Yahoo. How come they don't pay me what they pay Woj? Is it possible because Woj makes more money for them than I do? Is that conceivable? That Woj is more talented than I? That's life, man.
Yeah.
Why shouldn't Shea Patterson be able to cash in? Why should Darius Geis not have his name, his picture up on billboards all over? Here's the sad part is he does have his picture up on billboards, but he can't make money off of it. But the school can make money off of him. Why can't he make money and pay taxes on it? And then here's my
You've
other part.
You've got a great local example, if you've even taking Jalen Hurts out of it. Bo Wallace, height of his career.
Of course. Bo was never going to play in the NFL.
Beats Bama.
Bo was
Don't think
never,
they could have made a billboard out of him getting carried off the field that day and endorsing some hotel or car dealership or some crap?
Sure. Why not?
Bo banks with us, Regions Bank.
Yeah. And here's the deal. I'm for it's complete transparent. The contracts that a player signs to endorse
yeah.
are FOIable. So that it, and don't get me wrong. That's not to put a cap on things. It's so that if some dumbass booster in Birmingham goes, you know what, I'm going to help the Tide this week. I'm gonna give that wide receiver that caught the ball the other day, I'm going to give him $500,000. I'm going to ride it. Okay, good. Now you are known as the idiot that gave Calvin Ridley $500,000 to endorse your bail bonds company.
Yeah.
You're that dumbass.
It's not Calvin's fault.
There's no rule that says you can't be an idiot.
Yeah.
Why not? No one can ever tell me why not.
Yeah. Pecking order will not change.
So if you're the backup punter at UCF and you have figured out a way to turn that status into something you can monetize, you should not be ostracized. You should be lionized. People should say, look at that. Now, that's what being an entrepreneur is all about.
He made it work.
He's not out there going, hey, I'm the greatest player that's ever played college football. He's admitting, I am the backup punter. So watch me have fun. And yeah. People do. There are people that make money off YouTube.
I'm one of the, a lot of money. A
lot of money.
I'm one of the last dudes on the 85, but I'm on the 85.
I'm on it. And watch me cash it in.
Yeah.
I'm going to become a celebrity by being the backup punter.
At an American conference also ran.
Yeah.
It's fascinating.
The NCAA has a complete hang up on it. Yeah. And no one can explain to me why. Well, they're getting a free scholarship, Neil. They're getting room and board, Neil. They're getting fed at a training table. That should be enough. The people hanging on to amateurism drive me insane.
Continue that in a second. Podcast brought to you by MasterCuts Lawn and Landscape. MasterCuts, full-service lawn maintenance landscape company serving Oxford, Tupelo, and the surrounding areas. Also all of North Mississippi with Skeeter Beaters. Their mosquito spray service starting as low as $60 and lasting 3 to 5 weeks for those services. No job too large or small for MasterCuts. Some of the things include landscape design installation, landscape lighting, irrigation installation, maintenance, and turf. Even though holiday lighting during the holiday seasons, we're inching ever so close to that. So if your yard's not up to par, give MasterCuts a call for a free quote, 662-607-7773, MasterCutsLawn.com. And when you sign an annual contract, mention the podcast. First cut is on them.
The podcast is also brought to you by Oxford University Bank, OUB, locally owned and operated right here in Oxford. When you deposit money at OUB, that money and the vast majority of the bank's profits go right back into the Oxford community. OUB offers its customers the absolute best checking account. It's called Kasasa. With Kasasa, OUB will pay customers 2.5% interest on their balances up to $50,000. With Kasasa, ATM fees nationwide are refunded. OUB also offers online bill pay, mobile check deposit using its online app. OUB is offering one-year CDs at 1.75 APY, and three-year triple option CDs paying 2.01% APY. With the three-year term, customers can deposit once during the term, withdraw once during the term, and or bump the rate if OUB's three-year rate rises. To learn more about OUB, check out liveoxfordbankoxford.com or call 662-234-6668. OUB is FDIC insured. The podcast also brought to you by Michael Oswalt. Michael is a realtor, specializes in recreational and timberland tracts across the state of Mississippi. He works with Tom Smith Land and Homes. It's by far the largest broker of land in Mississippi. He's from the Delta, lives in Jackson area, comes up here all the time to visit his family. No one understands the recreational and timberland track in Mississippi better than Michael. His site is gotland.com. There's a lot there. You can check it out, but just know this. The land market's really hot right now. If you're on the fence about selling your land, your hunting club share, or your home with acreage, now's the time. Give Michael a call. He's ready to meet with you, explain the process. If he can't earn your business in that meeting, he says he doesn't deserve it, give his sell a call. 662-719-3967. Visit his Facebook or send him an email, michael@tomsmithland.com.
So here's the last thing on that before we kind of move on. The people that defend the NCAA by saying, well, the institutions and the schools are the ones that voted it in. They're the ones that make the rules. They're what make up this entire body. They have a point to a point. It's a very simplified point, but a point nonetheless. So why, Neil? Why do the institutions decide to have it this way other than obviously they get a monopoly and keep all the money for themselves? Or did I just answer my own question?
Yes. Because they don't give a crap about the kids either.
Making
money. Oh, I can hear it now. Yes, we do. Nah, you do, but you don't.
You do when it's convenient.
Yeah, come on. These schools are making gazillions.
You're not protecting the kids with the no interviews. You're making sure your content gets out with the kids.
You ready to go there?
You want to go there, or you want to go to the new stuff with Mars and 40 yesterday? Where are you going to go next?
Let's just save that.
Okay.
We'll get to it.
All right.
Because I'm not sure that I completely understand the new stuff with Mars and 40.
Okay.
I don't get worked up about access. Chase will vouch for this.
It's true.
I never do. You can offer me full access. You can offer me no access. I'm good. That's up to you. I am totally cool with it. It just doesn't matter to me. I don't really think it impacts our jobs. We're going to do our work. We're going to find the story, and we're going to write the story whether we have access or not. Where the schools make a mistake is with a lot of media, if you'll just give them access, they'll never dig.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. We've mentioned this a little bit, but it proves true here. A lot of this stuff coming out because Ed Orgeron completely shut the media off, at least for the majority of camp, with no access whatsoever to watch. There's some different interview situations. Most SEC schools basically allow you to watch stretching and maybe some individual work and then kick you out for anything team-related.
Right.
But the overall blackout, really bad look for LSU, number one. Michael Bonet basically said he thinks everybody else is going to copy their stance on it, which he may be right. Things are fairly moving that direction. But anyway.
Oh, if you told me to guess, I would guess that Michael's right.
I'm looking for the chart that Dellinger put out, and I'm still scrolling, hadn't found it. So anyway, but my point being, yeah, it's a lot like domesticating dogs from the standpoint of you take them in, you pat them on the head, you feed them, you give them a little bit of love, they kind of just chill out and stay in the house.
Yeah.
That's what media does. You offer some people up, you give them ability to just fill the copy in their newspaper, to write some stories and get some clicks, and let... I mean, I'm using the great dudes, but I'm using these references because Ole Miss always sent them out to us. She give us Mike Hilton over and over again and Justin Bell and those guys, and we talk to them and we hook it up and
we bitch a little bit, but we move on.
Yeah, we write our stories and we go home because we've got lives and somebody's mad about something else at home and you're dealing with all kind of crap. And okay, so sure. That's kind of how this thing works. Well, the other side of it is there's still that amount of copy that has to be filled in that newspaper. There's still the website that's got to have clicks. This still is our occupation, our job, and the ability that we feed ourselves. So when you take the dog and you no longer feed him and you put him outside, you say you can't come in here, you can't lay down on the bed.
He hunts.
He hunts. He goes and finds scraps. He goes and finds things that you probably wouldn't want him bringing in the house. He goes and suddenly he's doing that.
He kills a squirrel.
So that's what happens here is the media at LSU or the media anywhere else, suddenly they're not just taking what you give them and chilling out. They become motivated.
Yeah, and those are
survival instincts.
Well, and a little.
Little going to bite you when you walk outside too because you kicked me out of the house.
A little middle finger all of a sudden.
Yeah.
A little motivated, a little chip. There's going to be in every camp disgruntled people. You know, people, we write about these jobs, five jobs to watch. Okay, well, that means five losers. You ever lost something that was really close? I bet you felt victimized. Somebody got it because they knew somebody. Somebody got it because their daddy was something special. Somebody got it because whatever reason. Those people talk. Tell their parents. High school coaches, 7-on-7 coach, right?
Yeah.
They still talk. So now you just talk to those people. Hey, I heard Johnny lost the safety job. What happened? Well, I'll tell you what happened. That damn defensive backs coach over there is a jackass. He doesn't know diddly. Orgeron's running that program into the ground, blah, blah, blah. Those are your quotes, and that's your story. And all of a sudden – they got a distraction in camp. The other thing that's going on is with so many of these schools, and this is okay. I mean, I'm a capitalist. So go for it. They're hiring in-house media, and they're putting out their own message. Ole Miss does the season, and Ole Miss has – they just hired Brian Scott Rippey to come in. He'll have access that we probably don't have. That's okay. Bet he doesn't write anything that tells you that something's going badly. All's good. And if you're a fan in August, man, you lap that up. Problem is in September, you got to play games. So I tell coaches all the time, I've had this fight with coaches about why are you this, why are you that. You're going to play 12 games. The score at every one of those games on the scoreboard when you start is going to be 0-0. I've never covered a game in any sport in my life that the score was not 0-0 when they started. It's never happened. I've never called a play.
Never made a tackle.
I've never made a tackle. I'm not part of the result. When you spend time worrying about me, it's time wasted.
SEC media policies, the only school to still give regular public access is Vanderbilt. Other 13 are no there. Media access at 13 of the 14, LSU being the sole exception. And then on how many practices are open, most...
open to media?
Yes. Okay. Buck said publicly only Vanderbilt now.
Okay.
How many practices are open to media? Most at Alabama, half at Missouri, most at Georgia, limited at State, most at Florida, some at Vanderbilt, which I don't understand how that combines, but whatever. Most at Arkansas, limited amount at Auburn, some at Ole Miss, limited at Kentucky, most at A&M, none at LSU.
And here's the other thing. This is what drives me crazy about colleges. Drives me nuts on policy. You have rules. about video. And the simple thing is just go in and go no video at practice. Just cut it out. That's the one thing they're most worried about. They're worried about video getting out. So cut out the video. And if you put video up from practice, take the media credential away. Take someone's credential away. It's like in a press box. No cheering. No cheering will be allowed. Any cheering will be subject. And yet nobody ever gets kicked out. Why? Well, hey, you have to leave. We're escorting you out. You were cheering in a press box.
The only person that you've ever seen anywhere that was kicked out was Bobby Hebert, right?
It's because he was drunk.
Yeah. Was it Hebert?
Yeah.
It was Hebert.
I got yelled at for cheering last year in the back because it was the Cubs-Dodgers. The Cubs turned a double play in the eighth or seventh, one or the other.
You yelled at the LSU kid a couple years ago.
Yeah. Well, you've sat next to me now for, what, 8, 9 years at football games? I don't cheer at football games. I, whatever.
Yeah. You normally get irritated at some visitor media person down in the right-hand rail down there.
Well, the worst was the Vanderbilt SID behind us that time.
Larry.
Oh, my God. Like, you're telling people they can't cheer, and then you're back there going crazy.
Yeah, he was so pissed off. So pissed off.
I mean, dude.
At the point where half the row was turning around looking at him like,
yeah, what's your problem?
Yeah. Oh, man.
Well, but I think the whole access thing is completely punted by schools. I think they've messed it up. Because here's what they do. What you're doing is you are preventing your fan base from knowing your players. I don't understand it. I don't understand if it's fear. I don't know what you think they're going to say, what you think we're going to ask. Here's the reality about tomorrow, for example, at Ole Miss. If you're a media, this is where fans are funny. If you're media and you walk up to some of these kids and you don't ask about the NCAA, you don't ask about, you know, do you worry about it being bad? If it's bad, what will you do? Have you heard from other schools through the back channels? Have people called your family? You're kind of not doing your job. And so if you don't do that, people make fun of you for being a homer or whatnot. And then if you do that, people say, well, you're trying to stir things up. No, I'm not trying to do anything. That's the story around the program right now. If you ask people, hey, Ole Miss football, go. First thing that comes up is NCAA. Hugh Freeze. What was your reaction to what happened with Coach Freeze? Those are legitimate questions. But we've created in college athletics this almost a propaganda mindset of if you ask anything that someone could construe to be negative, you're a bad guy. If I walk up to a player that I haven't talked to since last year, and I don't ask him about the NCAA, and I don't ask him about his reaction with what happened to Hugh Freeze, if I just say, so are you excited about the season? You ready to get back out there? You kind of feel like you have something to prove? How do you think y'all going to do this year? Hell, just open it up and have fan day and put a camera on it and be done. If that's all you want out. Those are legitimate questions. It's a program that's going through adversity right now. We talk about educating kids, teaching kids how to handle adversity. You have to talk about it. You don't have to answer my questions. All you have to say is, if you don't want to talk about it, I really don't want to talk about that. Because I'm not going to go, well, no, you have to.
Yeah. Nobody has to do anything.
No, don't have to do anything. That's why when people tell me, you know, we're going to cut off practice, okay. The flip side of we're going to eliminate all access is I'm still going to work. And on Saturday, if it goes bad, you're handing me a free line. Can't blame it on media access.
Yeah.
Media plays no role. And here's the other dirty little secret. Most of us are just like you. We don't know the intricacies. We in the press box watch the same game you watch in the stands, which is a completely different game than what the coaches see. Completely different game. When we watch a replay, we watch the same replay you watch. They watch a completely different replay. We're not going to be able, by standing out there and watching part of a practice, get enough to call Nick and Dan and Brett and them and give them some scoop that's going to really help them.
99% of the media watch the ball.
Yeah. And when we go to practice, in reality, the only things we're looking for is so-and-so out there.
Yeah.
Who's maybe running with the first unit.
Depth charts and injuries.
Yeah, position change. Hey, they moved Jimmy Joe from linebacker to safety.
Mm-hmm.
Something we can have a note on, a story, something. We're not ever going to write a story about, hey, they're working on this trick play where they – it's like the Laramie Tunsil play. Remember the touchdown? We watched them throw the ball to Laramie Tunsil in practice 15 times. No one ever wrote about it.
Watch the wide receiver pass thing with Markell Pack.
No one ever wrote about it. No one asked about it. Even with the dumbasses on the beats, and there are plenty of them on every beat, they don't even ask that question. They kind of know. It's understood. You don't ask about strategy.
Yeah.
You don't get in the scrum afterwards and say, hey, coach, I saw you guys working on that play where you toss it to the running back and the running back hands it to the receiver and the receiver throws back to the quarterback and you got the dude running the post pattern. Could you talk about that? No one does that.
Kind of wish they would, no.
I mean, it'd be great. That was an interesting onside kick that you guys worked on with. I mean, no one does that. I don't understand. The whole media as enemy thing is a complete. All you do when you cut out practice is you tell the Baton Rouge Advocate and the New Orleans Times-Picayune and those people, hey, you know what you could do if you really want to be a pain? You can go run the Sheriff's Department reports. You can go to the parking lot and start running some car plates. Stir some things up. The podcast brought to you by Harry Alexander. Harry is an Oxford-based Remax Legacy Realty agent. He's been in Oxford more than four decades. No one knows the residential and condo market in Oxford better than Harry. Go to his site. He'll prove it to you. It's harryalexander.com. Click on the Properties and Neighborhoods tab. Filter through by what you're looking for. The results are updated daily. You can send him an email, ha@harryalexander.com. Podcast also brought to you by Gambrell & Associates. Gambrell & Associates have three attorneys with more than 60 years of combined experience and more than 45 years handling only bankruptcy and Social Security disability claims. Check out their website, msbnkr.com, or by searching for Robert Gambrell on superlawyers.com or avvo.com. It should be noted, Super Lawyers only selects the top 5% of lawyers in the state. Gambrell & Associates handle Social Security disability claims statewide and in Memphis. For more information, call the office in Hernando, 662-342-7700, or in Oxford, 662-281-8800. Podcast also brought to you by 7 South Tailgating. 7 South, owned and operated by husband and wife duo Kyle and Jordan Thornton. 7 South, equipped with the largest staff in the Grove. They can service most any of your tailgating needs. They offer SEC only and full season packages. The season's coming up. They always sell out. You need to get in touch with them today. If you give 7 South a try for one season, you'll never tailgate without them again. The site, 7southtailgating.com, or you can reach them by phone, 662-321-1680. The podcast also brought to you by Comer Heating and Air. Comer Heating and Air has been serving Oxford and the surrounding area for the past 26 years. I've used Comer for AC repair. You can take my word for it. Their attention to detail, their customer service, and their work is second to none. Comer is an American Standard dealer, but they work on any maker model, residential or commercial. Customers get same-day service, free estimates on new units, and preventative maintenance contracts. Visit their website, comerheatingandair.com, or check out their Facebook page. Mention you heard about them on the podcast, and you get $20 off. Contact Eric at 662-934-3846 or Shane, 662-832-8749.
Podcast also brought to you by Community Mortgage, located in Oxford, Memphis, Soto County, and Chattanooga. They've got underwriting and processing done in Memphis. You're getting local underwriting and understands the market. Also, the leader in condo financing in Oxford. So ask Jason about the float-down option, which allows you to lock in the current rate. But if rates go down before you close, you get the lower rate. You can talk to him at 662-234-2704 or JLOW, J-L-O-W-E, at communitymtg.com. Also, podcast brought to you by Right Way Meds, located in Holly Springs. They deliver your medicine to your door. Don't have to worry about going to the pharmacy. Don't have to waste time doing that. They bring it to you. It also comes in strip packets for each health. The first dose of the day, next dose ready when you are. Can save time, can save money, also can help save your life. You're one of those that really needs the medicine situated out for you in that way. If you are a doctor or medical provider, please let them help with your compliance numbers as well. See them online, rightwaymeds.com. So,
Marco Rubio.
What happened?
On Twitter this morning, the NCAA is out of control. They ruled Central Florida kicker ineligible over YouTube videos.
Okay.
I like Rubio.
Do you?
Yep.
In general or just over
in
this?
General.
Do you?
Yep.
Your computer's doing that weird thing again.
Yeah. Must be hot.
So I'll just read these tweets from yesterday. Okay. And then we'll see if you want to put any context on them or not.
Okay.
As you know, Houston Nutt's been suing people. Courtesy yeah. of Tom Marsh, Arkansas yep. attorney. Pat Forty yesterday, a string of tweets. Houston Nutt attorney Tom Marsh said Ole Miss tells him phones Hugh Freeze used were paid for by the school's athletic foundation, not the school itself. Phone arrangement through foundation was a departure from Nutt's tenure. Why would school create allow that arrangement? Marsh requested phone records from entire Freeze OM tenure. School says it will cost $25,000 to produce records, citing time for redactions. If you're asking whether, this is a quote, if you're asking whether Coach Nutt would dismiss the lawsuit if Ole Miss would apologize without offering reasonable compensation for what Coach Freeze did to him, the answer would be no. Mars on problems stemming from lack of Ole Miss apology. Inherent in the freedom we have to make wise decisions is the freedom to make bad ones. Okay, so we've got attorney grandstanding in this. We have 40 knowing exactly why Ole Miss would do it to the foundation, like any other school in America would do it to the foundation, because you wouldn't have to produce records.
Though that does beg a question.
Yep.
Why is that suddenly the approach? And why was that not the approach from the beginning? I actually think I know this answer, but it does beg that question.
Well, and if you had the ability to do that, which obviously you did, why has that not been the thing the entire time the foundation's been in place with every coach?
Because maybe they wanted to get the one they got.
Maybe it has been the thing, is what you're saying.
Maybe they turned over that part because got who they wanted to get. Saved a lot of money.
Suddenly, those records were a little easier to be attained.
Saved the university about $17 million.
Yeah. But now, when the horse has been beaten, we're back to the foundation.
Maybe that was part of the deal to protect.
Okay.
Again, that's where I'm telling you, Ole Miss, they owe their fan base an answer here. How did this happen? What did you know? When did you know it? They owe them some transparency. Otherwise, it fuels conspiracy.
Here's the other thing. Mars finally saying that just the apology isn't stopping the lawsuit. The apology was never going to stop a lawsuit.
Of course
not. It was
going to
do nothing but give more ammunition because you're admitting fault.
Of course. Houston probably is out of money.
Which is fascinating in its own right, if true.
Well, when you make $3-4 million a year, you live a lifestyle that is according to that.
Spend some money.
You spend it. And then when you suddenly don't make it and you keep spending it, I mean, I can give you an economics lesson here, but I think you're on to it.
So that's the latest from Mars. There'll be something else tomorrow. He's got.
Well, he's not stopping. He's not stopping.
What is the final thing here? What happens?
I don't. I don't know what they find. What it does also beg another question. What the hell is in these phone records?
What is the pattern of behavior?
Yeah, how bad is it?
It's bad enough they don't want it out.
Let's just say it reveals that Hugh Freeze was just one kinky son of a gun. So, what does that do to you? Okay. You fired him. I'm sorry. Allowed him to resign.
Yeah. Toothpaste out of the tube.
If he gets exposed for being just had a thing for Himalayan midgets, okay. It's out. Who cares? The only thing they could be hiding that is significant is a pattern that reveals something that they should have known.
Or something that affects the school.
Yeah. And so all you're doing here as we get back into the media thing is you're making media go, so are they hiding recruiting stuff?
Making media speculate is a dangerous thing.
Man, if I were them, I'd want to get those phone records out. I wouldn't charge any $25,000. I'd hear the phones.
I'd publish those song guns on a website publicly.
I would, too.
Anybody wants to have them, have at it.
You know what? It's FOIA-able. Here are the numbers. Dial away.
39,000 of these puppies.
And if I'm somebody that my number's going to be on there and I don't want to know it, I'm disconnecting that phone. I'm heading over to Bell South, AT&T, Singular, wherever. Hey, listen, I'm kind of thinking about changing my phone number, like now.
You know, nobody does that, too. You don't have many people go in there and go, hey, I need a new phone number. You know, the whole thing's, hey, can I get a new phone and keep my number?
Yeah.
No.
I want to get a new phone and get a new number. I want that number to die.
Would you like your calls forwarded, sir?
No, sir. No, I really don't.
Yeah.
Can I get a new number with a new area code? Yeah. Like something in Saskatchewan?
You had so much room for a Yuma, Arizona joke there, and didn't you?
I know. I started to go there. You got anything from Yuma?
Man. I'm telling you the other day, it's being in the middle of it, you don't realize quite how crazy it is. I haven't been able to step back and go, oh, my God.
And see, I know a lot of people in other places. You do, too. I know. But I know a lot of people in other places that have no Ole Miss ties at all. And they are fascinated by this case because they think it's going to be this sex scandal. And I'm like, I don't know. But when you look, like, all of a sudden you change path here. Well, we can't, you know, those are protected. First, it's going to be $25,000, but now they're protected because the university didn't pay for them. Well, then why did you give them to the attorney?
It's a different standard of protocol suddenly.
And so if the attorney's still going to get them, I got news for everybody. He's still going to hand them to media. I know nobody is going to believe what I'm about to say. Tom Mars is calling reporters. And giving them stories.
They're in cahoots.
Yeah. Pat Forty didn't put all that together yesterday. He had help.
Think so?
Boy, that's the other thing. There are some motivated reporters that are out to get Ole Miss. They want to hammer them. It's personal.
We thought it was Freeze the whole time. Why is it Ole Miss now? Well, is it still just the chip over 2016?
I think it's that. And also now I think they think that they're being lied to, which just fuels them. A little helpful hint out there. If you're ever dealing with media, don't lie. No comment. Refuse comment. Don't lie. Get caught in a lie and you'll never get out of it. Just no comment. Don't take the call. Decline comment. There's your free media relations, public relations advice for the day.
Mississippi News Now talked to Archie Manning, but all he would say regarding Hugh Freeze is,
he's my friend. He'll
I'm
still
sorry
be
what
friend.
Happened. He was a friend of mine who continued to be a friend. We're going to move on. Matt Luke's a great young man. He's going to do a great job for us. PR answer from Mr. Manning.
Yeah. Has to be angry.
Looking at something?
Parrish offered complaining about cost of... Parrish is the guy that wants to stay in Auburn for the Auburn game. It's $514 a night for the courtyard, Auburn. It's about $400 less if you just stay in Montgomery.
Wow, though. $514?
Yeah.
That's expensive.
I mean, for that price, you could almost stay at the Chancellor's house on a random Tuesday. Sorry.
How many hotels are in Auburn? Do they have the same issues Ole Miss does, Oxford does?
I think they've got a few more.
Now, Oxford's built a whole lot more since this was more of an issue. Yeah. But.
There's some in Opelika and stuff, so I don't know.
I knew you were going there. You couldn't resist. It was just a matter of time.
I couldn't. Just stay in Montgomery Parish. It'd be all right.
So what Bama football player got a DUI? What happened?
Hand. The big defensive tackle that used to be.
He's the number one player in the country.
Yeah, he was asleep in the car. Keys were in the ignition.
Parking lot?
Not sure.
It's very standard. Like, DUIs happen that way. I'm a little mixed on how I feel about it, however.
Yeah.
Now, the presumption is that you had to have gotten there, I guess. I don't know.
Or that you were getting in there to drive.
Is it because the keys were in the ignition that causes it?
I think so. I think if
because a parked car off.
Yeah, I think it's keys. Has some. I don't know. I'd hang myself legally here.
Okay. I saw a lot of media wanting him suspended no matter what for games. It's a nice thought. Never going to happen.
No.
Anywhere. Any Power 5 school in the country.
You're paid to win games. You're not going to sit out your best players. Scoreboards, yeah.
They play Florida State in the opener.
If they lose, no one's going to say, hey, you know what? Lost to Florida State, but I tell you what, we sure showed them by sitting out hand.
0-1. That's what it means. 0-1.
Yeah, come on. Cardinals didn't move anybody. Lance Lynn stays put. Zach Cozart stayed put in Cincinnati because they held on to him too long.
That surprised me, though.
Cozart?
Yeah.
He's on the DL.
Yeah, I know. I thought at some point he would have moved.
Had I been them.
You'd have moved him early.
I'd have moved him. And I know they got a lot of mileage out of the donkey. And all that stuff, and it was a feel-good story. And, you know, Zach had a breakout year. But Zach's been injury-prone throughout his career. He had value in June, and you should have moved him. Get a young pitching prospect, maybe a young outfielder, cash in on that value. And they didn't, and now he's on the DL, and you're in last place, and I think he's a free agent. I mean, you just blew it.
See where two NFL players were getting sued over a nightclub bill?
I did not see this.
Tampa Bay Buccaneers offensive lineman Caleb Benenog and Detroit Lions defensive tackle A'shaun Robinson, former Alabama player, are being sued over a $9,332 nightclub bill from March. Had a nice night, $9,300.
It's popping bottles in the club right there.
A little bit, a few. According to court documents filed in L.A., the two players were guests of Richard James Harrington, at the Hyde nightclub in Hollywood. Harrington says when it came time to pay the tab, both players' credit cards were declined. Harrington agreed to pay the bill under the condition that both players would reimburse him. Harrington said they reimbursed him $4,000 via the Venmo app and cash, but they still owe $5,332 and are now refusing to pay. Benenock acknowledged the suit Monday, but believes it's bogus. We did our part, said him, a 2016 draft pick who signed a four-year deal worth $2.5 million. That's all I'm going to say on it. I'm focused on football. I'm not really worried about what's going on. The legal system's going to play itself out. I'm focused on what we've got going on here. Robinson declined to discuss the case. He's a 2016 second-round pick. He signed a four-year deal worth 5.2 with 2.6 guaranteed last year. Lions head coach Jim Caldwell said, I'm not going to talk about a particular incident because obviously some of these things are still being dealt with from a legal standpoint, but just overall, we want our guys to be civil. We want our guys to obviously not be mixed up in any illegal activity or anything that brings discredit to the organization. There are things we preach constantly, but like I said, we're not going to address each and every one of these situations, blah, 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 blah. Also, another Lions player hooked up in a legal battle is Tavon Wilson is facing a civil suit with the mother of his child regarding an incident in Washington, D.C. nightclub from 2016. Nightclub's not being very good for the Lions currently.
No.
And I use Venmo for some very small amounts. $4,000 or $5,000 in Venmo is a pretty big Venmo payment just to electronically throw some cash over on your phone.
It really is.
I'm just saying, that's a little strange, but nonetheless. I didn't sign a $2.6 million deal or a $5.3 million deal, so.
I'm not liking his chances to get his money.
Do you not?
Nope.
I think a lot of he said, she said is going to get this thing thrown out.
Yep. I think he's out $5,500.
If you pay a $9,300 nightclub bill, you're probably not worried about the $5,300 quite as much as some people would be.
How the hell do you run up a bill that high?
It's like when they take all the players out for dinner and they just see what they can do.
Yeah.
And it's, you know, the rookie gets charged with the $18,000 dinner bill.
You know, he freaks out when he sees it. He's like, oh my God.
It's like every year, Baby Doll Dixon, the agent for Bill Simmons and Adam Carolla and all those guys, he takes them out to dinner and they have a game on just how high they can run his bill every year. They're buying appetizers and bottle of wine for every table in the restaurant. I mean, it's exorbitant. I mean, to the point of ridiculousness. Like, and Carolla always recaps it on his show the next day, talking about what they bought, what they did, how they went about it. Like,
Baby Doll, just because you're not making so much money.
Yeah, like one year they went into the rooms of they did a restaurant and a hotel, and they went into rooms and wanted to buy the robes from the hotel rooms. Just whatever. It's all good.
I mean, how much has the bill been?
Oh, it's thousands and thousands of dollars. Yeah. I mean,
he doesn't care.
No, I mean, they walk over to tables. Y'all want some sushi towers? Okay. Got some sushi towers. Yeah. So. No, he's probably doing all right.
Yeah, he just clears off a little room that night.
They say he never really cares, but in the moment, he does kind of get pissed off as it gets really kind of crazy. Sort of gets pissed off for about half an hour, and then it's okay.
Yeah, just buying $100 bottles of wine for total strangers.
Over and over and over again.
That would get old.
Yeah.
That's when, if you're sitting at a table and you see them walk in, you're like, this is going to be a good night.
Because you know some people in the restaurant are going to recognize at least enough of them to know what's going on.
Well, yeah.
And go, I'm going to walk over to the table and introduce myself. Hey, Ben. Hey, Adam. Big fans.
Huge fan of your work. Yeah. Just thought I'd let you know. I was wondering if my wife could have her picture taken with you. Something tells me you're getting a bottle of wine and a nap.
Yeah. Have some nachos.
Might even have your dinner paid for.
Yeah. It's true.
The podcast brought to you by Journey Business Solutions. Currently, Ben Brown and his team are looking to hire part-time and full-time sales team members across Texas and the Southeast to join their team. They offer extensive training, support, and the best products and pricing in the industry. Whether you're looking to supplement your current income or find a better career opportunity, email Ben at benbrown@journeybizsolutions.com. They're looking for motivated individuals with some sales experience, a business degree, or are close to completing their business degree who have a passion to serve small business owners. They have an exceptional uncapped commission structure and are an equal opportunity employer. Email Ben today. The podcast also brought to you by Grenada Nissan. If you're in the market for a Nissan vehicle, Grenada Nissan is the place to go for that need. They have a complete selection of new and previously owned Nissan vehicles, great lease deals as well. Service after the sale is terrific. Gene and Sandy, great friends of this podcast, great friends of the site. If you're in the market for a Nissan vehicle, we would appreciate you giving them a chance. You won't regret it. I've used them several times, and I've never regretted it. It's GrenadaNissanUSA.com.
So it's here, Neil. We are one day away from fall camp. We'll have another podcast tomorrow. We'll discuss a little bit of that. Probably have a guest as well as the week moves on. So stay locked in. Stay at RebelGrove.com. Plenty of coverage starting tomorrow. It is the last day before college football season from our standpoint. It's a little different, though, than how it used to be whenever practice was open and we were almost kind of having to get into the grind a little ourselves starting with camp.
I'm a little pissed that I didn't get a ring from the Cubs.
Who got one?
Steve Bartman.
That was nice.
I've been through a lot, too.
I feel bad for Bartman in a lot of ways. I don't necessarily love giving him a ring, however. Something about that kind of bothers me.
It doesn't bother me that they're giving him a ring. It bothers me that people are doing this. Poor Bartman. The Cubs have reached out to Bartman for years.
He stays isolated.
They've tried to make this go away the right way. They've offered him a spot in the parade. They've offered him countless times, come out, throw the first pitch. Because let me tell you what would happen. Steve Bartman would get a standing ovation. Probably a long standing ovation.
And it would all be over.
And it would be it is over.
14 years.
Sit down and do a press conference. You don't have to do 100 interviews. No one in that media corps is going to ask you a jerk question. No one. You were a victim. You were wronged. People are going to be magnanimous. Say all the nice things and then go out before the game, take the ball and throw it to Wilson Contreras or whoever catches the first pitch. In this case, it would probably be Anthony Rizzo or someone. Or even get the thing whole full circle. Bring Moises Alou out to catch the ball. Let Moises go out and give him a big hug. Step away. And I promise you 40,000 people are going to cheer for him until they probably have to say, hey, we got to get the thing on because there's like a game we got to play.
Yeah.
And then it's over.
It's Gonzalez's fault the whole inning.
It's Dusty's fault. You're up 3-0 in the eighth inning. You play no doubles. One out.
The shortstop error.
The shortstop error was bad, but if you're playing no doubles, Juan Pierre's double is a line out to third. Two outs. Nobody on.
Yeah. Not to rehash. We'll be back tomorrow. So, again, thank you for everyone who took part in our promos and our codes and different things. That expired at midnight last night. So, check in with RebelGrove.com. We'll talk to you on Thursday.